Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. John Hansen with our Block Club Chicago report. John, good morning. Explain something to me. This downtown hotel tax, the hotel people seem to welcome this, but aren't they afraid that the higher bill may scare some people off? What's the deal on this?
Yeah, right. And they're not even branding it as a tax. So it is a downtown taxing district for hotels. And by the way, downtown isn't what we think downtown is. This map goes from North Avenue all the way down to well past Roosevelt. So a pretty big area. But yes, the hotels want this because it's going to be a 1.5%. Again, they're not calling it a tax, but that's essentially what it is, on top of the amusement tax. And what this money is going to go to, if it passes through the full city council, it passed through committee on Friday, is essentially this is going to go to Choose Chicago's budget. They're the tourism and marketing arm of our city, which does a lot of great work bringing conferences and people to the city. And they have a fairly small budget when you compare it to other cities, only $33 million a year. This would raise $40 million. A year. And yeah, the hotels want it because Choose Chicago, every convention they bring to the city, brings more people to stay in their rooms. Now, it is going to be passed, or can be passed, I should say, on to the people that stay there. So some of these taxing districts, they say they have language in there saying, hey, but you can't raise your prices. This one says, look, you can pass it on to the customers if you want. I'm sure most of the hotels will do so, which means that'll be a 19% tax for people that are staying in the hotels downtown. Hopefully, maybe we're passing that on to the tourists, right? I mean, we don't want to do that, I guess, but if it's going to raise money to market Chicago better and get more people here, at least the theory goes that that's going to help all these ships rise together as one. So we'll see when it gets to city council, and we'll see how the hotels end up behaving with this new quote-unquote tax.
I know one alderman made a good point. He said, well, what about people who want to go on a staycation? They live around here and they want to stay at one of these hotels. They end up paying more. But it sounds like this thing is going to pass, doesn't it?
You know, we should be able to show, I don't know, our ID with a Chicago thing. You know, like you get discounts in town if you're a Chicagoan for certain places. We should get to waive the 1.5% because we're, you know, we're not the tourists. So let's pass it on to them. But they didn't take my idea, Bob, unfortunately. So.
I love that you guys at Block Club cover these great Chicago businesses. And there's one on the south side. A lot of people in the Chatham neighborhood know about Pride Cleaners. Sad to say, they're going away, aren't they?
Yeah. And you know what? This building is so cool. And if they'll have to go to blockclubchicago.org. I'm not going to really describe it well. But it's a very 1950s. Almost looks like what you would have a concession shop at a drive-in theater look like. It has a really sloped roof, really kind of 1950s, almost minimalist style. And it's been the home of Pride Cleaners for 60 years. Until this summer, some new owners came by, actually changed the name of it. But this very famous Pride Cleaners sign has remained there. So for most intents and purposes, it's been Pride Cleaners its entire run. 558 East 79th Street in the Chatham neighborhood. And the staff's been informed that they're closing up. In fact, closing up this weekend, essentially. They stopped taking new orders. If your clothes are still there, the staff's going to be there for two more weeks. But they've been reaching out to customers saying, hey, come get your stuff. And we've been reporting and trying to get more, Tavia Reed, our reporter there, from the owners about why they're doing this. They're out of state, and they're not answering our questions. And the staff says they're not answering theirs either, which is just one of these stories, again, where boy, it's a lot better when the people who own the business are people who live in the neighborhood, right? And people that care. You know, I don't want to, I'm not trying to say I don't know these owners, and maybe they have a grand plan for what they're going to do eventually or sell the building. I don't know. But the point is, it's staffed by people who live in the neighborhood, Bob, but the ownership dollars go out of state to someone that owns it out of state. And it's a real loss for the community who love this place. And again, some people have been taking their dry cleaning here for three generations, Bob.
Wow. Tell them who you are. They'll return your calls, John. on the north side, a very popular sub shop across from Lane Tech is going out of business. But this new place sounds like a good spot for pizza, doesn't it?
Yeah, Heroes. I mean, if you've ever seen this building, it's right across the street from Lane Tech. It's right by Channel 9. It's on Bob Bell Way, right? It's like right there on the major Western Avenue. And I used to live like two blocks away from this. And Heroes closed down in 2017, this little white brick building, and people were wondering what's going to go inside of the sub shop or the former sub shop. Well, 2 years ago, a pixelated blue car mural went up on the wall, and people thought, okay, something's moving in, but moving along as the city does, we don't get an opening out till 2026 of Retro Pizza, 3600 Northwestern. So Addison and Western right there, and they held a soft opening last week. Now, what they're going to do is, it was a perfect spot for subs because obviously, Lane Tech is literally right across the street, Bob, and so many students go over there. They get to have an open campus for their lunch breaks. So they are going to do croissants for the morning and Roman-style pizza for the afternoons, which when they describe Roman-style pizza, and it's more of a soft crust underneath, like a pillowy crust, almost maybe like a focaccia that you have a pizza on top of. And they say that it won't put the kids to sleep. So it's not one of those heavy pizzas that's going to make the kids then sleep through chemistry later in the afternoon. But they're excited about it. I think everyone's excited about it. A small little place. Croissants in the morning. A lot of cars drive on by here every day. And I think it's great that the students will have a local spot to go to. Having lived there again, they would always pour in once this place closed to the Chipotles and these other places, which are great. But let's get the kids to a local shop and help out some business owners. So they're going to be open 7 to 5, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, right around school hours.
Addison and Western sounds good, but I really miss that old Heroes sub shop. That was a great place. They had great stuff in there.
There were some good businesses on Addison right around there. A couple of them have closed. Joe's was around there, too. And some other places moving on in, and the beat goes on, Bob.
Progress, John. Finally, we have an opening to tell you about in the Avondale neighborhood.
Yeah, really quickly. This is a cool shop. It used to be a place you repaired your car. Why can't I think of the name for that? Anyways, it's called a tune-up, a mechanic shop. There it is. It's now called Tune-Up, and it's a bar. So they took the mechanic shop, you know, those vast openings with the doors that open. You all have been to mechanic shops before. They have made it a bar now. They call it Tune-Up. The drinks are named Anti-Freeze and High Octane, and a lot of the inside structures are meant to resemble sort of what the inside of a mechanic shop looks like. Anyways, this is from a group that also owns another couple places in the Avondale neighborhood, 3810 West Belmont, so just a little east of Pulaski, ding, 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 on Belmont Avenue, 3,500 square feet with an outdoor spot, too. Looks really great.
New meaning to the term oil change when you go up there at 3810 Belmont. John Hansen, we'll hear you on Your Money Matters at 6. Thanks, John.
Take care, Bob.